Eating disorders are quite common in today's society with the need to look perfect, and it affects both men and women. However, eating disorders among men are often less discussed in society, even though they are just as prominent as eating disorders with women. The idea of muscle dysmorphia, or bigorexia as it is now being coined, is becoming a much bigger issue today that not a lot of people think about. On the line now to discuss this issue is Dr. Joanne Lukens from James Cook University. Good afternoon, Joanne.
Good afternoon, Joel.
I start by asking, what is muscle dysmorphia?
Well, it's a condition that we see for people when people's perception of what their bodies look like isn't consistent with what it actually is. And it's also often linked with perceptions of what they want their body to look like. So you sometimes get those distortions, and we often see that for us, that, you know, often how we think we look and how we do look can be a little bit different. So it's what happens, particularly as we're talking about here for men, that expectation about what I look like versus what I actually do look like.
Yeah. How would you say this muscle dysmorphia affects men who are struggling with it?
Well, look, it can do it in a number of ways, but one of the main things that we see is the impact on self-esteem and confidence. So if people feel like they should be looking different to how they do, a lot of their self-worth about themselves is tied up in their appearance. So they get very, very particular about that, very obsessed about that, and they can really worry about, and often to the point that it causes them great deals of distress about how they're looking. And then that obviously, of course, what happens is the way that we think affects the things that we do. So then we see it affecting people's behaviour, particularly in relation to food and exercise.
Now, this muscle dysmorphia has been termed as bigorexia, as I said earlier. Is it very different from other types of eating disorders, such as anorexia?
Well, yes. I mean, there's obviously some key differences in terms of what we see with anorexia is, again, a fixation on weight and appearance. And what often happens there is there's either a restriction of food, so people don't have sufficient food for what they need to function well, or they may also engage in a combination of excessive exercise and perhaps use of diuretics, those sorts of things. And they're doing that with the goal of reducing their weight and keeping themselves underweight. With the dysmorphia that you're talking about there, again, it's a similar obsession, and we often see commonality in terms of self-esteem and confidence issues, but the way that they live out those expectations is obviously where we see the difference.
How do you... Because you say, like, men are watching... Do you say, is it, like, a lot of movies, or is it social media and stuff like that that's causing them to...
Yeah, that's such a great question as to what are some of the key things that influence it. And I think it's probably a range of things. There's no doubt in terms of cultural expectations play a big part in what people think that they should look like and what they should be meeting. So, you know, if we look at the images that are on television, if we look at what we see in magazines, if people just even within peer groups about expectations about what a man in his 20s should look like or a man in his 30s should look like, those sorts of things. There's a range of influences. And, of course, our peers are a strong influence as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have guys who may see these bodybuilders and think, I want to look like that. Mm. This is what I think I should look like. Then they start hitting the gym really hard. Do you think that there's an element of drugs involved as well?
There certainly can be, you know, and sometimes it's interesting, Joel, that sometimes what will start out for people will just be, you know, I want to get fit, I want to get healthy, I want to go to the gym. And then somewhere along the way, it moves from a health focus through to that sort of obsessive focus. So there's no doubt that some people in trying to reach their ultimate goal may turn to drugs of various descriptions to try and help them do that. We see that across a range of sports, but particularly when it comes to size. You know, people will often, you know, take quite strong quantities of various things and supplements and all those sorts of things. And so then obviously the drugs just become an extension of that for some people.
Yeah. So like other eating disorders such as anorexia and whatnot, these are mental health issues, aren't they?
They are. And particularly when we're looking at things that we most commonly, and as you said from your introduction, that some of these things we more commonly see in women rather than men, but that doesn't mean we don't see them in both genders. And it seems to be that when we talk about eating disorders, people most commonly will think about women and anorexia, women and bulimia. And interestingly, the most common eating disorder is obesity. But we do see all of these things, and particularly anorexia and bulimia and the like are recognised as psychological and psychiatric conditions where people can seek treatment and help to get through these experiences.
Have you noticed women are having this bigorexia problem as well? It's not just men?
Look, I've seen it, but I haven't seen much of it. So again, I would say it's much more common would be my clinical experience, and I think you would probably find that the numbers support that as well, that it's more commonly expressed and experienced by men. But of course, there would be some women who would be prone to this as well.
And what can people who are experiencing this form of eating disorder and exercise disorder do in order to overcome it?
Well, the starting point is to recognise that this isn't a helpful long-term pathway for people. So the key to getting any assistance around any of the psychiatric disorders is, first of all, an awareness that that's what's actually happening for you. And what is really helpful then, obviously, is someone who's motivated to get themselves to a healthy state. And that's what I'm always saying to people. You know, it's not necessarily about stopping the gym or any of those sorts of things, but asking yourself what's most helpful for me in terms of my health. And when you take a health focus rather than an appearance focus, that's a great starting point. And then what someone could do is if they think about their own behaviours and think, yeah, I think I probably am taking this too far, I need to get some help, you can start in a range of different places. You know, if you've got a good relationship with your GP, that can often be a really great place to start. Go and talk to them, maybe get a referral, and they might perhaps, you know, help you with a mental health plan or something like that to help you go and see a professional to help you with it. You could privately sort of seek out support and assistance of a psychologist or a counsellor. You know, if you're going to the gym, maybe you've got an exercise physiologist there that you could start talking to, and a health professional will help you to find the right people to give you the support and to help you come up with some strategies that are going to work better for you.
Yeah, so the good thing is that there definitely is help out there.
Oh, there's definitely help out there. And people who seek that help, it takes a great deal of courage. And I think, you know, people should really be commended for doing that and knowing that, you know, there is a soft place to land. There are people that you can talk to, and it's a very valid thing. And even if you're just not sure, you know, go and talk to someone who's informed in these areas, and that's a really great starting point.
Absolutely. Joanne, that was very informative. Thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon.
Thank you, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we'll speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Dr. Joanne Lukens of James Cook University discussing the topic of male eating disorders and muscle dysphoria. It's a bit of an issue. So if it's affecting you, or you think it might be affecting someone you know, definitely talk to them about it. And as we just said there is some help available.